The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in his true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through his minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Eternal life is the core, but there are cores that will move us into that place. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Just like when Jesus, at the last trumpet sound, you know, most people are expecting rapture, which is the last trump of God that is going to sound. But most time, people are not waiting for the trumpet that will sound before the last trump. Amen. Because every time trumpet is sounding, it's a message. They come today, your pastor preached just charity. You are looking down on it. What is it? It's a call. It's a message that they are preaching to you. If you are not hearing that, you can't ask call. It's just like a student that is waiting for the final exam. You have not been waiting. You are writing first semester 100 level exam. You think it doesn't matter. But you don't know that actually every exam you write is the last paper. So the more you write, then definitely they prepare us for the last final exams. He said, how shall we call on him in whom we've not believed? And how shall we believe in whom we've not heard? And how shall we hear without a preacher? Hallelujah. He said, how shall we hear unless they send in a preacher to us? And we are grateful that the Lord has sent preachers to us. Amen. This preacher is not the one that you concur or you prepare for yourself. There must be a sending of a preacher that can actually prepare the people of God. And that is what I think Jeremiah was also saying that too. Jeremiah 30, he said, I will give you pastors. He said, the Lord that gives pastors. It's the Lord that gives pastors after my heart. He said, I will give you pastors according to my heart. We shall what? Feed you with knowledge and with understanding. So the job of a pastor is clear. Is that it should be able to what? To feed with knowledge and to bring understanding to us. That's what we do in church. So as much as we will dance in church, we will give testimony, we will buy our car, we will build our house, we will travel out of the country, we will do the beautiful things of this life. But much more is that we must be carriers of the knowledge of God. We must be carriers of understanding. When understanding sits, that is when they said is your own. Because understanding is more advanced than knowledge. Hallelujah. Understanding is more advanced than knowledge. So the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, except, how shall they hear and how shall they preach except they be sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring the glad tidings. Glad tidings. Glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, the Lord who has believed our report. So then, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word. That's how faith comes. So what we are doing now is that they are moving faith to you. Amen. Don't worry, we are not going to remain the same where we are. Hallelujah. Something is changing inside of us. Most of the time when we are hearing these words, it's as if something is not changing. Then they're going to open up your weaknesses and so many other things. But I want you to know that something is changing about you. And when the host of hell is let loose over your life, it means something is happening there. Devil, don't go to a place where something is not happening. Don't be moved. Don't be perturbed. Hallelujah. When the raging storms is around you, it's a sign that something is growing here. Hallelujah. It's a sign that something is growing here. Hallelujah. So don't worry, just relax. Something is happening to us. Faith is coming to us. It's a faith cometh. So when we give ourselves to hearing and hearing by God's word, then faith is arising in our hearts. The Lord will help us in the name of. Can you give me Isaiah 25 verse 1? We thank God for what the Lord is doing in our days. Most time when we are on Wednesday meeting like that, I just say, God, what is going to come again this Wednesday? It's going to be powerful. The realm that he has, he's now terrible. That is not even, he's not keeping any words again. As they are, as he's just, maybe it's only me. He's not withholding anymore. Oh Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. Amen. How do we exalt the name of the Lord? There's a pattern of exalting the name of the Lord. Now, all these things are not liberal. They are not simple as they appear. When you say, oh Lord, He said, I will praise thy name. The whole of Isaiah 25 is to tell us how we can praise his name. Praising the name of the Lord is not just, you know, Yoruba people are very good. Is that this side, we don't like all this. When you say, Alapa Jabi Jabi, Olawo Gboboro, understand now. People will be rolling on the floor doing this. When you go to a Yoruba party, when you go to Ondo and Owo party, by the time you are entering the party like this, if you meet a gongo man, if you are not careful, all your money, you will push it and spend it on them. Because by the time they begin to work here, they will salute you, your father's lineage, they will call everything. And before you know it, they will just begin to put, and you begin to, all the money in your pocket, you will begin to pump it on them. Hallelujah. But it's not like that. Our God is not a psyche that you can psych. Amen. I will just do. It's for dumb idols. If you do it for Batala or Shunwaya and all those dumb idols and every other thing, you need to psyche them. Then they will not hard. They will not rise. God is not like that. And they arise, O Lord. And God will not rise on your case. God is not like that. He's not moved. He's eternally blessed. He's in eternal blessed state. You don't add to God. You can't add and you can't subtract to God. Ah, God, if you do not do it for me, I will not come to church again. I will not praise you. Ah, you are on your own. Amen. He said, before whose eyes we have to do, it is we that need to do. We have him to help us. We need him. Hallelujah. He said, for thou hast done wonderful things to us. Has he not done wonderful things to us? You know, when you are looking at this scripture, it's not a thing that you can see. When you see charity, it's not a thing that you can see on a literal plane. If the Lord has not helped you to decipher the scripture, for you to actually know the intent of the writer, you cannot just speak those thoughts. Amen. So that is what we are appreciating God for this wonder. Because when we say wonder, wonder is not what you think is wonder. Amen. Because we have a divination. One of the evil that the enemy has done to us is a wrong divination. You were saying it this morning. Is that a knowledge was given to man. It's not mango tree. It's not apple tree, that apple fruit that man ate. Man ate a body of knowledge. That is why man cannot accurately divine anything very well again. No matter, you can't define it. If I say, the Lord will bless you, you already know what we are trying to say. You will be glorious. You know what we are trying to say, but it's far from that. Because it speaks from heaven. And he said, my words are spirit and my works are life. That is the words of the earth that are words of the heavenly. That is why you need to take time for you to understand spiritual languages and thoughts. Because you can run with a wrong perception of the word. Daddy was citing an example of Isaiah 40. Isaiah, when they told him, cry, what shall I cry? Ordinarily, a man will start crying. But you will not ask yourself, what is the definition of that cry? Because that cry is a message. You would have wake up in the morning and, my mother, my father. But he doesn't understand the pattern of cry. So what I'm trying to say is that one of the things the enemy has done for us is that it has pervert or adulterate understanding. If the Lord say, go and start a ministry today, what do you think you're going to start? Go and buy a microphone. Amen. You're feeling that you understand ministry, but actually you are the ministry. Amen. He's telling you that your work must start within you. Amen. Because most of the time we see it as external, but we don't look at it as internal. You were texting something this morning about fire of the Holy Ghost. Because we have used fire to chase away our enemy, but we don't know that actually we are the one that need fire. You are a powerful minister, but yeah, pride is overtaking you. You need fire. You can do a manner of things, but to forgive your brother is difficult. You are expert in malice. There is a level of all malice that you know. You know some malice, you don't greet the person. You know some malice, you don't greet the person. The two of you know that you are a malice. But there are some malice that you greet the person. You even laugh the person. You hug with the person. But there are invisible words. There are levels you can't go to. There is a degree of malice. And that is why we need a fire. So it was bringing to us. So the scripture is a well of understanding that it must bring us into. That is why the Lord will send to us preachers that can open this thought to us. Just stay in that scripture of Isaiah 25. He said, wondrous things. I love that. He has done to us wonder. And what's the wondrous thing? Is that a man can change faces. A man can change estates. Hallelujah. You can change. I can change. Something has made us who we are. This is not the best version of us. Sin and death has colored us, has tattooed us. Hallelujah. This is not the best. Amen. You can imagine Paul. When Paul was leaving a city, they were hugging and pecking and kissing Paul. Hey, oh, Paul. Paul said, I'm a perjured man. I'm an he was telling his own CV. He knows that he's a dangerous man. But the Lord turned the man around that a man become useful so dearly, so loving that he was leaving a city and the whole city was crying, falling upon his shoulder. Paul, why will you leave us? Why will you leave us? You don't know. He said they took note that his disciple had been with Jesus. Transformation. Look at Peter. Hallelujah. So it's a sign that there is nobody that God has written over. Eh? Don't worry. That is why we must be careful. We must be patient. That was warning us on Wednesday. We must not look down on anybody. The Lord must grant us patience to see that life can grow in anywhere. Even though it's fought 7 times, it can still rise again. He's not written us over. He loves you. He loves you. I don't know somebody is here. He loves you. It looks around you, situations around us, and many other things are telling the negative, but I want to assure you that he loves you. Wondrous things that I counsel of old are faithfulness and truth, that thou hast made a city and heap of a defense city, a ruin, a palace of stranger. These are souls of men. Hallelujah. To be no city, and it shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong city glorify thee. Hallelujah. It's a strong city. Now, these people can glorify God because something strength has been administered to them. What they are doing to us is that strength is administered to us. Oh, I say strength is administered to you. Something is happening to us. Power, power is power. Power, we say, according to the power that worketh in us, mightily. Daddy will fill you with might by spirit. Daddy was talking about it. It's also about what Daddy said. I'm just speaking from might and power. Say, for thou art made a strength to the poor. Who are the poor? Now, the poor is not the person that doesn't lack money. He's a perpetual man that is waiting on God. The beauty of not knowing what's next. So many of us, if they give us Bible, we can write 10 years plan. But the Lord doesn't want that. The Lord wants to bring us to a point where we are poor. Perpetually. You are saying, Lord, I want you. What is the next thing, Lord? That is a broken man. That is meekness. That's meekness. Poor. What's the problem of that church that Robbie was reading to us in the morning? They fear they have goods. They fear they have this. They fear they have that. But they say you are wretched. Because that's not the criteria. That is not the life. When you are coming to the throne, every comer of the throne must be poor in the spirit. They embrace poverty. He says, strength to the needy in his distress. A refuge from the storm. A shadow from the heat. When the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Yes? Can you go on? He said, thou shalt bring down the noise of the stranger. And as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of the cloud, the branch of a terrible one shall be brought low. Verse 6, and in this mountain shall the Lord of hosts, shall the Lord of hosts make unto all people a feast of our things. That is what the Lord is doing. He will make unto us a feast of our things. That is why they will need to make it, this feast. He said, and a feast of wine on the lees, and of fat things of marrow, full of marrow, and of wines on the lees, well refined, and he will destroy in this mountain. He said, the face of the covering cast over all, not just some. Everybody is under a cast. Everybody is under a spell. When I began to see Arsenal match, and people were dancing. You know, people gave testimony after English Premier League Cup. People were dancing, rejoicing, popping champagne. I'm not even concerned outside, but the church of God who were giving testimony. You know, last year we were not able, for the past 17 years, my club did not able to. It doesn't sound reasonable. It laughs too much. But this year, we thank God we are able to win the. Something is happening to nations. Wine is being poured. You don't know football in England. A father will carry his child, a wife, they will go to Chelsea. They will go to Manchester. They can be waiting for 3 hours before the match starts in the cold. And they are there. Something has lighted upon football. It's not normal. Everybody is under a wine. You are not neutral. That is why when you get to Swam Arena, you can't bring out your phone. There is something about iPhone 17. There is something it does. When you use your Samsung, you use your... But there is something it does when you bring out your iPhone 17. What is it about iPhone 17? There is a way you look at yourself. Because ordinarily, when you see it, you belong to a class. You just put them in your mind. You put them in a class. I'm not saying you shouldn't use iPhone 17, but I'm telling you that there's something about it. It's not normal. So the devil is sitting upon nations. Covering cast. Covering cast. No nation is free from the enemy. No nation. Nobody. Nobody is free. That is why the church must be empowered. Because the church can even preach to us. The devil can use the church. When he was talking about the apostle or preacher, the devil can use the church to preach. He said, and the veil that is spread over all the nations. Yes. And he will swallow up death. That's my joy in this season. He said he will swallow up by the reason of the spoken word of God. He's going to swallow up death in victory. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people, he shall take away from off of the head. The Lord has spoken it, and it shall be said in that day, this is our God. A people is going to find God in this season. I say, a people is going to find God in this season. He said, this is our God, and he will save us. And this is the Lord. We have waited for him, and we will be glad, and we will rejoice in him. That's why I'm so happy this morning for what God is doing in the life of his servant. I'm just talking about God's servant, Reverend Busui. I'm just talking about him for what he's doing in our midst. This is a great work. In a short while, we're going to see these operations in the name of Jesus. So when God wants to bless a people, he will give them men. I think you know that. That's the blessing of the gospel. When God wants to say, I want to do this for you, it's the blessing of men. And that is why Ephesians 4 verse 11 was, he said he gave some apostle and some prophet and some teachers, evangelists, pastor. He said for the perfecting of the saints and for the work of the ministry. There is so much to be perfected in the saints. There is so much to be done inside of us. Isaiah was talking about, he said, I will restore your counselors and judges as at the first. He said your dross and your things will be taken away because there are dross. That is why it's not easy. Daddy was ministering about something, is it 2 weeks or something ago, when he was talking about Isaiah 36. He said, he will gather us from our countries. You don't know inside of you that is countries in a man. As that lady is leaning down on the wedding day, dancing, they will say, give your husband a cake, give your husband a peck. She's willing to do everything. But by the time you enter the house, we know that it's not easy. That thing that you do simply, it's not easy. Submission is not easy. Daddy said sincerely, it's not because she doesn't want to do it, but countries in her begin to revolt. Countries in us. Not because the husband doesn't love the wife. Every husband desires her. Nobody, you go marry him. You pay by price. You dobale. One of our brother went to Badagry to pick wife. Nobody, you try all those best, spend money and everything. But what now happens at the end of the day? I was looking at, we went futa yesterday morning in a campus outreach. You know, we were discussing to the student there. It's beautiful to do papa here. But much more that by the time you are stepping outside, then countries in you began to respond. Is this the way you want to go? Is it this Bible you want to be carrying? Won't you do this? Won't you do that? Won't you do this? Won't you do that? Are you sure you want to go with God? Countries in us. That's the problem. Countries. Sometimes when we want to give money, say, you don't know the needs that you have. Remember, you have not paid your house rent. You have not paid this. Pastor Fred is saying you should give. I'm going to raise question. I'm going to consider. Because countries are in us. That is why we gather us from the countries and bring us to our land. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So that is what I'm just talking about. The perfecting is a thing that we must put our eyes on. We must be longing for the perfection of the saints. He said, and for the work of ministry. Say, and for the edifier, that we must be. The reason why we are here is that you can be edified. Amen. It's that you can be perfect. Say, till we all come in. I love it. In the unity. What's the unity of the faith? Most of the time, when we pray this prayer like this, we use it in PFN, Pentecostal. We feel that when we redeem deeper life, all of us are gathering together. All of us are one. Oh, thank the name of the Lord. We are now one. Everybody's happy. People are hugging themselves. Whoa, beautiful. That's not the unity of the faith. Amen. That's not the unity of the faith. It's that all of us are able to see one thing. He said, one Lord. Before you get here, I was talking about one Lord, one faith, one God, one baptism, one hope. Are we one? You can have a church and they are divided. There is PDP and APC. The world is learning the politics in the church. They are PDP and APC, ADC, NDC. We are all in the church. It's not our fault. Somebody have done that damage to us. It's that we can come in the unity of the knowledge of the Son of God. He said, okay, I'm coming to the union of heaven and of the knowledge of the Son of God. Now, this is a progression. Because you can't just say you are going for the knowledge if that unity is not attained. He said, unto the perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I know in very short time we'll see stature men arising here. Amen. Oh my God. We'll see. Amen. Arising in Benin City. Amen. By the reason of the proclamation of God's word. He said that we henceforth. That's what I'm here. That we must not be children. To be a children is delicate. Because naturally, when you are talking of war, children are vulnerable. They are vulnerable. You understand? Now, there's a little they can do. Amen. Children are beautiful. We carry them. Hey, baby, peck them, kiss them, do every other thing. But the truth is that you can't give your ATM and say, Brother Zion, Brother Jasper, please go and help us withdraw this money. You can't do that. They are not really responsible yet because they can't bear responsibility. The only thing, we can love them, we can play them, we can kiss them, we can do this. But yeah, we know they are children. He said, tossed and fro, carried about. So we can be carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait. We must desire growth in this season. They talk about it. They say, and the child grew and waxed strong in the spirit until salvation is wrought. Robbie was talking about it this morning. Salvation is structured. Amen. God, who cannot lie, is incorruptible. If sin and death come across him, there is nothing they can do. They are rendered impotent and powerless because that structure is immune against sin and death. We are still suffering from temptation. Why? Because things are still in us. Every man is tempted when he's drawn away by his lust. That means that lust is somewhere there. That is why we can be drawn away. The Lord will help us in this season in the name of Jesus. So what am I trying to say is that preaching is the means of manifestation of his things. Can you give me Titus 1 verse 2 to 3? Preaching, when we do like this, is that is the manifestation of things. Hallelujah. He said, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but at in due times manifested his word. True preaching, that is how you see it. It's manifesting his word. So the reason for the word is to manifest it. You can't see the raw dynamo of eternal life if they don't bring these things to us. They need to manifest it. It's just like you can't plug your phone in Kanji Dam. Or can you plug your phone in Kanji Dam? They have to bring step down, step down, step down, step down, step down until it becomes socket like this. Then you can be able to connect. Hallelujah. So we can't come into life if these things is not unfold to us. That is why they bring Christ to us, so that we can be formed and grounded. He said, my little children of whom I travel in birth, until Christ travels. So before we think that Christ's realm is very simple, we just gloss over it. But by the time we are not looking at it deeply, we know that there is more there. There is a travail there. Travail. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So he said, promise before the world began, and in due time manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me. Hallelujah. So the word of God has been preached. There is something that is happening to us. Amen. There is a change. There is a conversion. There is a transformation that is already taking place in the lives of a man by reason of that word. So men are custodians of words. Amen. We are blessed to have men amidst us. But at this time, manifestation of his word. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We can also see Colossians. That taught in Colossians 1 verse 25. He said, wherefore I am made a minister according to the dispensation of God. He said, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word. Dispensation. Men are custodians of dispensation. Either you like the face of Paul or you don't like it. The Lord has given it to him. Amen. The Lord has given it to him. You know, some people have problem with men. I don't want it. I don't want it. You know, a time will come that the Lord will help so much the church that the church will be able to embrace the real thing in the name of Jesus. You see, according to the dispensation of God, which is given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, even the mystery which has been hid from ages and from generation, but is now made manifest. As it's made manifest, how much are we receiving? That's the question. Because we must not be a people that love, we are part of the trending church. We are part of eternal embassy. But how much of it are you actually acquiring that is your own in the midst of this manifestation? The Lord has raised unto us a servant. I'm just here to encourage us. I'm not. I'm just here to spur us that there is more to receive. Amen. That is why when we come on Wednesday, thank God we are streaming from home. We must stream with an attitude of receiving all. Because it can be manifested, and yet we have little men that are receiving it. We don't have enough capacity to receive them. The Lord will help us in the name of. He said, to whom God, that is to us. We are the one. We are the center of it all. In the creation story, man was the center, was the epic center. Until man came to the scene, there was nothing. Amen. Because man was actually created to be made. He said that man can be in his image and in his likeness. That is the reason why he made you and her. Is that you can look like the one that created you. Is that he can have himself sitting by himself. You don't know what it means like when you see yourself. The greatest thing you can give to a rich man is that his son is himself. That is what most of them are looking for. That's the pain in them. When your children are not doing well, When they look at the empire, when they look at the estate, at the inheritance, and they look at many things, and yet there is no son like them, it gives them a sad, they are saddened. So that is why, when we don't look like God, it saddens God's heart. Because all he has provided is for you. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, to whom God will make know what is the riches. So what we are looking at is riches. They may not look like it, because they are not pounds and dollars. They are not pounds sterling. Amen. And I was telling in church one day like that. See, a sister was coming late and giving reasons. You know, me, I was hearing. I was explaining. If they now tell you that, what's it called? You know, there's this international job. They send the message to you. Your interview is next week Monday. That your interview is next week Monday. And the interview is 9 a.m. on Monday morning. And they are paying $1,000 per week. $1,000 per week. At least. Just for a start. Then they promise that by 3 months' time, they will increase it to $5,000 per week. You know all these excuses that you are giving? And after all these excuses that you are giving will vanish. You know, when you see a wife that can't submit, but by the time they put price tag, they say for every submission, it's 500K. For everything. When your husband talk, just come on. Just say, J-J-O. If you just do that, like the 500K, 500, 200K, Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the naturals are so real to us. Or they just say, you know, the reason why people are in church and misbehave anyhow. Or they just say, there is one international training that they are coming to do for you. And in that training is a 3 hours training. You understand? It's a 3 hours training. And people have been giving testimony about the training, how the training has blessed them, and they are now making money, you know. And even the person handling the training will come and say, you know, I fly down from UK now, there's no time, I just need to meet you guys. It's 3 hours training, you know. And once the training, you know what it's meant to do, and the amount they are going to pay. After you learn that thing, you'll be using it to earn. You know, there's a way you begin to look at that person. There's a way you adjust yourself. There's no recording in that training. Just keep your phone somewhere. Just be attentive. This training is meant to change your life. You know, there's a way we approach our natural things. So I'm just trying to tell us that there is more. And even those things are not compared to spiritual values, to spiritual substances. He said, to whom God will make know what is the riches. So what we are looking at are riches. They are treasure. They are treasure. They are gift to us. They are important to us, because these are the things that will not fade away. They are the things that will not pass away. He said, heaven and earth will be rolled away. The substances that remain forever. They are treasures. When that was talking about treasured possession, I love it. Treasured possession. He said, whom we preach, warning every man, teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may what? Present every man. All of us must come to this presentation. Hallelujah. Present every man perfect in Christ. There is a level of presentation in the gospel. This is the level. Paul was jealous here about how a man can attain this charity that he's talking about here. The reason why we want you, preach to you, is that we can present you perfect in Christ. This is your first presentation. Hallelujah. When you are in school, there are a series of presentations that you go through. Series of presentation. The first presentation qualifies you for the second. The second qualifies you for the third. When we come to church, it's opening upon opening. It's understanding upon understanding. God is deep. We can't take him all at once. They begin to open it to us. That's why Paul will talk about depth of riches, vast in knowledge. Your ways are past finding out. Yes. You can't come. You can't say you know it all. That's why Paul said that I may know him. He came to a point. He knew that there is more. There is more. There is more to what you have known. And thank God for you that you have wrought miracle. There is more to it. There is more. They were telling us about John the Baptist. You know, John is a terrible prophet in the scripture. But John was not the kind of usual prophet that we know. The usual prophet that you know now, you know what they do. But you look at John, he's different. He was a greatest prophet, but yet no miracle. The assessment and everything is against what we know. So that is why we must be conscious about heaven's validation. That people applaud you doesn't mean heaven is applauding. That people smile for you, that people clap for you, doesn't mean heaven is saying that. All that we must concern. That is why I say, whatsoever you do in words and in deed, do it heartily as unto the Lord, and you serve well. And let heaven know that you are serving. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. We can also see it in Ephesians 3 verse 1 to 9. He said, for this cause, I, prisoner of Jesus for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of God, which is given to me, word, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I afore wrought in few words, whereby when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages were not made known unto the Son of Man, but it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs of the same body and partaker of his promise. We can partake of his promise. There is a promise ahead of us. Promise whereby I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God, given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, whom I am less than the least of the apostles, is his grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. I'm concerned about that last part. He said, and to make all men see. The Lord will help us to see. I'm not saying amen. Amen. The greatest prayer in the New Testament is that I may see. That I may see. That I may see. If there's any time we wake up, Lord, help me to see. The problem we have is that we are not seeing. It's that we can see as we ought to see. That's a prayer. He said that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. There is more to see. That's what they told Abraham. They say, as far as your eyes can see. It's that I may see. That our eyes will not be blurred. That we will constantly see. He said that to make all men see what is the fellowship of that mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hid in God, who created all things. So there is a jealousy over us to ensure that we participate. I put it here. To participate, to understand, and to come into fellowship. There is a jealousy. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God for our grandmas. They will not be left out in this operation. Oh my God. I said they will not be left out in this operation. Nobody will be left out in the name of Jesus. That all of us, he said, what is the fellowship of the mystery? Fellowship is that we can have fellowship of this mystery. You can understand that it can be your own. Most of the time, Paul will use we have this treasure in earthen vessel. We have. Amen. We have. God who has commanded light to shine in our heart, that we can give the light of the gospel. He can give because he has. That this thing will become our own. It will not just be a lingua to us. It will become something that is personal and private to us. In the name of Jesus. And I'll put it there, Colossians 3 verse 4. He said, when Christ, who is our life, for us to get here, is he share? That Christ can be our life. That is what they are laboring about. Is that Christ? As it is now, there are many things that is our life. We still have many lives. Corporate life. Social life. Psychology life. Legal life. Sister Bisola. Hallelujah. Business life. Emotional life. Christ is not yet the center. Because this place, give me verse 1. Now, if these things is not achieved, it's a protocol for he said, you then be risen with Christ. Now, seek those things which are above. We can't seek above if they have not yet made Christ our life. Because we won't appreciate it. We won't appreciate incorruption. We won't appreciate immortality. We won't appreciate the things of God if these things is not said. That's what verse 2 was talking about. To your affections on and not on things beneath. Amen. You can't set affection if something has not been set in you. When Paul commanded, is it Timothy or Titus? He says, set in order things that are wanting. Things that are lacking. Now, it means that they have wrought something in Timothy that he can be able to set in order. For this cause left I indeed, that thou shouldest set in order. Now, you can't set in order if you don't know order. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? If you have not known order, if you don't know how a house ought to be, you don't know how to arrange the house. Amen. So, he said, in order that the things that are wanting and ordain elders in every city as I have commanded you, that Christ will be our life in the name of Jesus. I love that place. When Christ, who is our life? That charity will become our life. It's the currency that we are spending. That's my prayer. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Can you give me 1 Peter 1 verse 3? I just want us to look at the scripture. It's a beautiful morning. When morning is cool like this, I love we read Bible a lot. As long as it's evening now, we can preach. But this morning we should still have strength. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again unto a lively hope. That is the hope that endures. By the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Yes. To an inheritance. Can we read it together? I'm concerned about that. But verse 5. He said, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation. There is something that is to be revealed. Salvation is to be revealed. But there is a need for us to be kept by power. The word we are hearing is that it will become power to us. Power is not what we know of. Power is not what you do. Power is who you become. Power is the nature. It's the inward working. When the Lord is helping us to forgive, that's the realm of power. So that is why it is these people that can look for incorruption and inheritance. Because if they bring it to us, could it make sense? Amen. What is real to us now is money. What is real to us is traveling. What is real to us is Bitcoin. Amen. So that is why they need to prepare this man a power for him to be able to ask the inheritance, which is horrible, undefiled and that faded not away. The Lord will keep us in this season in the name of Jesus. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1 to 4. He said, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach. I want us to look at this narration, this place. He said, the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received. The Lord will help us to receive these things in the name of Jesus. He said, receiving the end of your faith, which is the salvation of your... Now, receiving here is walk. Hallelujah. We must war to receive. As you are streaming in our houses, we must war to receive. Because this war, they are slight. Amen. That's why Bruce was warning us very well that we should guide it jealously. We should hold it jealously, lest they slip from our hands. So that is why the Lord will help us to receive this word, just like the Corinthians people. This Corinthian church doesn't start like this. Do we know? From the first Corinthians, there were issues in that church. Issue of covering of hair, issue of lawsuits, issue of this, issue of... But a time came that they were washed. These were the same people that Paul was writing to. He said, for you have received. And not just that they received. Hearing ye stand. In this season, you will stand. It's not easy to stand. When you see standing, it's a walk. All these things that we are hearing is to ensure that you stand well. They all come via preaching. So, preaching alone is not enough. That is why, as the word is sounding out to us, something must be happening to us. There is a corresponding response that must be taking place. Do you get what I'm trying to say now? For the word that I preached to you did not mix with faith in their heart. So that means that preacher and faith must mix together for it to produce results. So that is why we must guide our loins very well, that we are in the word and we are standing. He said, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I have preached to you. It must be keeper of the memory. What did I say? We must be keeper of the memory. What I have preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also I received, how that Christ died for our sin. I love that word. How? When we come to church like this, what we are looking at is how. Anytime we see how, it's not easy. It's very serious. This how is the reason for the gospel. How that Christ died. There is a way Christ died. There is a way they administer Christ to us. Hallelujah. I love the word how there. I think 1 Thessalonians 4 was also saying something like this. 1 Thessalonians, is it 4:1? It was talking about how. When he talks about how, it's knowledge. When your company say, go and learn the technical know-how. That is why the reason companies spend money on training. Because so that you can be abreast with the present happening. He said, furthermore, then I beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us, how ye ought to walk and to please God. How? So they are receiver of how? God is not, when you say the church is not a simple place. The gospel is not simple. It's walk. It's technicality weaved together. That is why Paul said, excellent knowledge. I have count all things but longs or dung for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, my Lord. Reaching forth, pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling of God. That's one thing that I do. Forgetting those things that are... Because that knowledge is not... How to walk. We need how to walk. It's not by experience. It's not by your know. It's revelation. That is why I say I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. For therein is the righteousness of God also revealed from faith to faith. What we are looking at is the revelation of life. It's what the Spirit is saying. Pattern. What's the Lord saying? Every time you come, you know that he has tell us, you must not come blank. Thinking about this thing, Pastor, I'm thinking about this thing. What's in your heart? What's the Lord saying? What's the revelation of the Lord? What's the Spirit saying? You have the Holy Ghost. That is why Pastor Favor was telling us, we must use the Holy Ghost. We must exercise in the Holy Ghost. We must be grounded in the Holy Ghost. You must not come to pastor empty. Because most of the time we can be traditional. The way we used to do in those days. We push everything. Marry. You go and give the name to pastor. You give the name to your prophet. That's not the New Testament. You carry the Spirit. You must be able to know what the Spirit is. You must have judgment. You must have value. You must have understanding. You must have light. We must not be bereft of light. Hallelujah. There is a how ye ought to please God and to serve him. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. And we can see that how also in Isaiah 14, I think Isaiah 14 verse 12. Yes. Isaiah 14 verse 12. How? The Lord will help us to stay on this thing until it opens to us. He said, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down? This thing, you think that is simple as it is. Lucifer is falling from heaven. But how it will be cut down is what the gospel came to present. To cut down to the ground. Which did weaken the nation. We can't cut into the ground if we don't have understanding of how. They need to minister his administration. He's falling from heaven. He said, but we will look at him. We will disdain him. Fall to the ground. But those things will not happen if a people will not arise to know the how. So when the Lord is helping God's servant on Wednesday to open up the scripture, it's a work, it's a labor of how this man can be brought down that I'll serve the wine to nation. Every nation is drinking the wine. It doesn't spare church. You know, you can like ministry so much that you like the microphone, but you don't like the life. It's not the same. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. He said, having the understanding darkened. That's what Ephesians was telling us. This is one of the things that he served the nation. It's understanding. Our understanding is darkened. And we need light. That's Ephesians 4 verse 17 or so. He said, having the understanding darkened. Being alienated from the life of God. Through the ignorance that is in them. Something darkened our understanding. That is why we can't relate with God. When people say church is incredible, service is long. But you don't complain when you are watching your movie. You can watch 5-6 episodes and you can watch it. The day they are playing the, what's it called now? The Champions League final. Do you see people sleeping? Have you gone to a football house, Champions League final, you see somebody sleeping there? Your eyes will be like this. It's wine. Something about our understanding has darkened. It's easy for us to complain. Ah, church is, the message, the sermon, the kinikon. But they are preaching to you every day. By the time you sit down with TikTok, from TikTok you enter Facebook, from Facebook you enter Instagram, from Instagram they are all preachers. You are learning preaching. Before you know it, 2 hours is gone. 3 hours is gone. It's work of the enemy. Understanding. What makes us complain? It's not about you. It's a work. That is why you must be conscious about to put yourself out. Because we can be under the snare of the enemy for years. He said, being alienated. And when we are doing that, we are being alienated from the life of God. Because the way we participate in the life of God is by gaining knowledge. He said, because of the blindness that is of their heart. The Lord will take blindness away in the name of Jesus. He said, Satan, the god of this world, haven't blinded the eyes of men, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine. One of the greatest warfare of the time is that blindness is of men, in whom the gods of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel. Now here they are not talking about unbeliever, they are talking about us, because we can be here and yet we have not yet seen what we ought to see and how to see. Blinded the minds of men, let the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God. If people stay too much in church, is that what we want to eat? Is that not what they were beginning to say? Is that what we want to eat? Is that what we want to do? You begin to hear murmuring and every thought. It's because a blindness in the heart of man. Who is the image of God? Should shine. The image of the Lord is shining upon us. In this season, in the name of us. Hallelujah. Romans 5 verse 1. He said, therefore, being justified. So the reason for faith that the Lord is telling us is that we must be justified by faith. We must be using the faith life very well. That's justification. He said, we have peace with God. So when we are doing justification, peace, we are coming to peace. So faith must be used, hallelujah, for justification, for redemption, for purging. When we are saying love your brethren, there is no doorway to it. If we don't love our brethren, we are going nowhere. I hope nobody is struggling with that here. If we don't love, we are going nowhere. He said, when I heard of your faith and your love, it is then that we begin to pray for you. That means the prayer wouldn't have come if they did not love. If we want to see the power of God more, then definitely the Lord must help us to be one, to be bounded together. Charity is not a thing of brotherly kindness that we do shabbily. The Lord will help us to stay. And when we are doing that, it's a war. You do business with your brethren, and the thing is looking somehow. You must not be discouraged. Because one thing the enemy wants to do is to discourage you, to see the impossibility. When we are coming to that realm, then your weakness of your brother begins to show. But it is power for you to embrace your brother. Because it's not about the two of you. It's about an agenda of the enemy. So we must labor to do it well. Oh, you don't like the way your sister talked to you. No, don't mind. It's not about. The Lord must help you to move. Ah, that guy, see the way he's talking to me. That brother's saying that. No, we must love ourselves. We must bound ourselves. We must use faith for fortification. Then, when we are doing that, we are coming to peace. You know, that was saying that what they are looking for in the whole of it is a heart. Yeah. What we are looking for at the end of the day, see the route, is a heart. There is a heart that can go. When you see Eliezer, that servant, is a heart. It's a heart. Even that lady, what's it called? That Rebecca. It's a heart. How can you fetch water for somebody? They really were describing it. And you fell for all the camels. What did she share? See Rebecca. What did she share? That's why they look out for those women in the scripture. What did she share? It's not easy. There's something about them. All those men of old, there is something about them. Look at Abraham now. Do you know when those three men were passing? It was the Lord. How did Abraham begin to spot that these are not ordinary person? He was just sitting. The Lord will give us eyes. It was the Lord. In verse 1, is it? Just give me that scripture so that it will not be I'm quoting scripture. Look at one funny thing about that scripture. Is it Genesis 18? He said, look at verse 1. He said, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plain of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door, in the heat of the door. And verse 2, he said, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. Amen. The first one was the Lord. The second one was three men. Oh. How were you able to discern that this is the Lord? Wow. Men are actually Lord. And was able to know these things are, they are at posture of a man. Yeah, they are trainings of the heart. One thing I'm trusting the Lord that the Lord will bless us with heart. The Lord won't do anything without a heart. That is why we say we'll take away stone in heart. And that's where that is started from. He will take away stone in heart and give us an heart of flesh, which is an heart that is always desiring the Lord. Everybody. That's why in those Old Testament, Daddy was reading a scripture. When they were given a letter of divorce, he said, because of the hardness of thy heart. One thing about us is that we are hard in our heart. You can put it in my heart. I'm soft too. I'm this. You are hard. That's why the Lord bring marriage to us. To now know that our mother is working. Because it's not easy to deliver a man from ego and bring a man down from his high horses. So it is not a thing that we can boldly say we. No, it's a thing that every day we must be panting. You must not be tired. The work has not begun until that man appears. We must be on our heels, on our toes, and begin to trust the Lord. That is why we must use faith to justify, for justification, until we attain to peace. Peace is that, when you say peace, peace is not the one we do. Blessed are the peacemaker. When we're on campus, where the president will sit down, oh, sister, I told you I broke. What happened to you? You know, this relationship is not easy. You know, Kenny and Taiwo do fight, but they will finish it, you know, pacifying. That's not the peacemaker. A peacemaker is a man with a good heart that the Lord can ride upon. By whom also we have access. One thing the Lord will do for us is access will be ministered. Access. There will not be unhindered access. That is why he told them. He said, for so therefore, an entrance shall be ministered unto us into the everlasting kingdom of our God. Once we're going to respond by faith, then access is being granted. More doors are being opened unto us. When obediences are taking place, they open more doors to us. By faith in the grace, wherein we stand, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of... You don't know what it means to rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. You can't rejoice if eyes has not been given to you. And you are looking for the hope of the glory of God. And you are rejoicing because the glory of God doesn't appear the way we want it to appear. That's the problem people had with Jesus. They felt Jesus will appear in a particular manner. But Jesus didn't appear in a particular manner. He said, and not only so, but we glory in the tribulations. I want to announce to you that in brotherly kindness that we tribulations. There are times that we need to go through experiences. He said, and also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. These are virtues that we carry. When they are looking for a man that is patient, they will find you and I. He said, I'm patient. What will happen? Experience. You don't know the meaning. When you see experience, an experience will birth a hope. And that hope maketh not ashamed. These are the things the Lord will wrought in us in the name of Jesus. So when we are looking at a Christ man, this is what makes up a Christ man. Is that you can be patient. You can be patient. A rugged, rough man. Paul was he became a patient man. The gospel can turn any man, can change any man. If we give ourselves to it, there is a transformation that is taking place. You can't remain the same. You can't remain the same. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. Give me 1 Peter 1 verse 22. It's very important for us. It says, seeing that ye are purified your soul. How? In obeying. Most of the time, when you talk about obeying here, you think it's one voice of the Lord that will speak to you. As you are obeying the voice of your brother, you are obeying the truth. It is in brotherly love that all these things plays out. Charity, all these things plays out. Amen. You know, some people, it's easy for them. When you come to a church like this, they want to obey the pastor only. It's a fraud. You want to obey the pastor, but you don't obey the constituted authority. You are rebelling against a system and a structure. It's not possible. So when your brother is speaking to you, you don't have anything. Your unit leader is speaking to you, you don't have anything. Only your pastor. He's a fraud. You won't grow well. He said, ye have purified your soul in obeying the truth through the spirit unto a faint love of the brethren. See that ye love one another with a pure heart. Pure heart. He will love one another fervently in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's my prayer in this season. Access will be granted to us. Or grant will be open to us. Just like Ephesians 3 verse 16. When people are in academics, they know the meaning of grant. When they say they grant, you are giving to grant. It's that you are helped. You are assisted. He said that he will grant unto you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might. If there's anything we desire, all of us, not excluding anyone, is that we'll be strengthened with might. He said, by his spirit, in our inner man. That thing will not happen if there's no grant. So the reason for the sending of this word is that strong men will arise. That they cannot be weakened. That they cannot be defeated. That they cannot be brought down. That they can stand tall and strong. And they can go to possess the gates of the enemy. We're going to see that to arise in our days. Strengthen with might by spirit. And what's the next thing? He said that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. So Christ wants to dwell in my heart and your heart. There is a way they want to move Christ. He said Christ in you, the hope of glory, that Christ will be dwelling in our heart. He said that ye be rooted and that we may be grounded in love. I love this. This was one of the prayers that the brother was praying yesterday during the Benin prayer meeting. The brother that started the meeting, when we were going, I was hearing, I was praying that. And I feel that's a prayer we need to pray. That the Lord will help us to be grounded. To be grounded, to be rooted. So that we can pass this on to our children. They were talking about Timothy. You know what amazes me? Paul said, no. There is not about Timothy. They were able to trace it to his grandmother. Is it Lois? From Lois. They were able to trace it to Eunice. From Eunice, they were able to trace it. He said, when I call to remember the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwell first in thy grandmother, Lois, and thy mother, and I'm persuaded. When you say you are a mother, this is what you are mothering. The Lord will help our sisters. Because if we are not able to give these things to the third and fourth generation, it's not yet real to us. It's not. Until we're able to bring it down, it is then that we can say, yes, we have done well. These things will become what the Lord will help us in this season. So to be a mother is not easy. It's a work. Pastor Favor was saying it the other time. You can help them do assignments. You can take them to the mall. You can take them to the shop, plaza, or anywhere. But ensure that you are taking them to the Holy Ghost every day. Ensure that you are taking them to the Spirit every day. Because the spirit outside is not ShopRite. The spirit outside is not shopping mall. The spirits are voracious. Robbie was saying it this morning. We have seen good girls. We have seen them. By the time they step out, the preacher came to them. They don't have the substance and the strength to stand against the preacher. Even hot. That is why we need to eat. They told Elijah, eat, for the journey is far. Where we are going is far. Except maybe you are going for a dash program. Or you are going for a part-time program. We are on a full-time program. By the time we are 50, we are still here. We'll still be preaching. We will still be going for change of pulpit. We will still be evangelizing. We will still be bouncing and saying eternal life. We can still boldly say that Rembusu is our father. It will be something you say under your breath. Strong. Rise this morning and strength. Don't be weak. Don't be weak. Yes.
I've come to administer might. Oh, might operation, administration of might. Administration of might.
Amen.
For enhances or God.
Amen.
Receive might, receive strength. That this process will not be truncated.
Amen.
You are right well.
Amen.
Go
Father. Amen. Yes. 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 Man. Man. Man.
And to them, nations we march.
Amen.
Lifting up the banners of righteousness.
Amen.
Nations we march.
Amen.
Nations that have been crippled. Then we march.
Amen.
Because I will erect them.
Amen.
I will raise them again.
Amen.
I will raise them again.
Amen.
For you are equivalent to a nation.
Amen.
A nation.
Amen.
A nation. Because of what I'm bringing to you.
Amen.
Many coming.
Amen.
I'm bringing even my substances.
Yes.
My substances.
Yes.
For the fulfillment of prophecy.
Hallelujah.
For the day is here.
Yes.
For the king is here.
Yes.
His king is here.
Yes.
The king is here. To make it visible.
Yes.
To do it in men again. To do it in men again. To do it in men. He has not done it by mistake. And we are doing it again.
Yes.
That is how. I'm bringing my word for formation.
Amen.
For in this day men shall march.
Amen.
For the day is here.
Man, we bless our Father. I know something is happening in Benin already. I love the spirit. I love the atmosphere. Since when I came, I know there is a power here. The power. That's why it's not ordinary for us to be on the easy third floor. Elevated. So every time our meeting is ascension. Amen. He didn't just put us. It's a significance of what he wants to do. They are opening the headspace to us. Can you guys give me 2 Peter 1 verse 8 to 12? I'm already rounding up. Hallelujah. He said, for if these things be in us and they abound, he said, they will make us. If these things be in us, you know those things that he highlighted? That's when you know, highlighted. He said, they will make you, and you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord. But he that lacketh these things is what? Is blind. Amen. We can be blind. If we are not making use of it, if we are not receiving, appropriating these things, we can be blind. He said, cannot see afar off and had forgotten that he was purged. I love that place. If they be in you and they are bound. Still give me that place. If they be in us and they are bound, they will make us. God is in the process of making men. He wants to make us. Eh? You can become a new man. Let's forget about our past. The past is gone. There is a new day blowing over us. One of the places in the prophet is here, I will do a new things, and now it will spring forth. A new man is emerging. That's why I love that. Is it that song? in the crushing, in the pressing, you are making new. Even in the midst of it, they are making a new one. They are making a people strong and mighty. If these things be you and they are bound, they will make you. We must be given to making. And we know that they can't make us in Prugzi. We must be available. Amen. Just like the apostle. He said they'll be with Jesus. He called the 12 to be with him. And that he might send them to preach. Sending is a secondary thing. Everything we do is secondary. Nothing must tamper our relationship. Nothing. You can give me that scripture. Nothing must tamper with our knowing Jesus. With our understanding Jesus every day. Understanding. Loving him. You see, and he ordained the 12 that they should be with him. And that he might send them to preach. Most of the time, people want to rush to preach. But they are not staying. He said, they that know their God. They that know their God. So when we are knowing our God, strength is being built. He said, and that he might send them forth. And give me the verse 15. He said, and to have power to heal the sickness. So you now see the order at which he was saying it. The first one is that we should be, every other thing will take their rightful place. You just be Lord. He might be saying, oh, when will your husband come? When will your wife come? Stay in the word. Just stay in the word. Everything will come to meet you. That's how it's designed. There are some blessings that are attached to your growth. It's not like when you become a manager, you don't pray that, God, I need a car. I need this. By the virtue of your office, they attach many things to you. The reason why we pray is because we have not grown. If we stay where we are, things will come to us. Abraham was staying in his tent and the Lord came. The Lord was actually coming to him. Because in that place, we now knew that they were going to Sodom. But they need to branch in Abraham's place. They will come to you. They will visit you. Everything. That's why I say, labor not for the bread that perisheth. All those things they want us to labor. But we refuse to labor for them. But rather we will pour our labor. We will pour everything on God. And it will bring a new season upon us. Don't be moved by things around. Don't let them scatter you. A new season is upon you. There is no, you don't know the power of eternal life. A brother is planning to get married. I told him, you don't know the power of eternal. You don't know Reverend Bruce. Because we don't give testimony. In fact, this day, sometimes the Lord is permitting me to share testimony of brethren. You don't know. A sister was trusting God. Let me just say this before the other one. A sister was trusting God for her business in her place. I think she trusting God, her bones, her grew, and all those things, she was trusting God. I think maybe one of her friends, old school friend, just sent a link to her, maybe MTN. She was thinking it's a scam. She just put in for it. Unknowingly, it was MTN. They just called them for training, 6-month training. It was online, everything. After the training, do you know that they now filled, I don't know, they filled everything they need. After the training, they brought, if you see what they brought for her, everything that she needs for that bones, egg grow, all those things, business, generator, gadget, bought everything and sent there to her. You don't know what eternal life can do. A brother was like, ah, there's no money, there's no this, there's no that. Do you know the mother that they were owing for years? They just paid everything. Their family, they don't know their family, all these things that they've done. Maybe their dad have done for a long time. Cheers. They paid everything. Don't let the enemy hook us in one corner. The Lord will bless your business. We are going to prosper, not because we want to show off. Not because we want to show off. Not because we want to. They will bless us even in the natural. Go and check all those patriarchs. They had substances. Job was in the land of Uz. He was rich. If not because of the story they want to paint, we will not know. They are big men in the land, in the east. Abraham, look at Abraham now. I think that's what the message that daddy was preaching to us in the vision. Appropriate times and season. We can use times and season. All these things will come and meet you where you are. By the reason, we need to labor. We need to labor. Your natural can change. One word can change your natural. One word. But the spirit, that is why they want to change you from within. He said, for even though our outward man perisheth, but our inward man, to change us from within is not easy. That is the where change starts. That is the real house of change. The Lord will bless us mightily. I'm just here to tell us that we need to be fervent in the spirit, not slaughtering business. We must give all that we have for our pastors. Serve. Serve. Daddy has preached service. We must be to look for taking the form of a servant. Taking the form of a servant. We must not like reputation. Every time, if they want to give you reputation, please throw it back at them. Because that's the pathway of ascension. And that is why they could give him a name that is above every other name. Because he that must ascend must first descend. It's a pattern in the spirit. Except the corn of wheat falls to the ground and die. So your height, how you will go, is dependent on how we are going low. So the more we go low, then the more they will raise us. We must embrace simplicity. Embrace lowliness. Embrace meekness. The Lord will strengthen this assembly. The Lord will increase our strength. I know we are in the right place. I know Pastor Alfred is our father and is doing a lot. The Lord will strengthen him. In the name of Jesus, our pastor, Pastor Golabo, the Lord will strengthen you. Can we rise up this morning as we're going to pray for ourselves? We receive strength. In the name of Jesus, can we pray for ourselves this morning?
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi or Labadi by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.